Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The NHL draft is behind us. A lot of trades and the stars make their selections. Let's talk about it on Spits and Suds with David Castillo and his Substack called Star Stack. And David has been appearing across North America on various shows talking about the draft. So we'll get his expertise in just a second. Boy, what a weekend to think about the on-time experts. Man, it is hot outside and you feel it. And hopefully it's nice and cool inside. I know it's nice and cool inside my house because I had the on-time experts service my HVAC system, and it is working really, really well. Just put a new filter in there. I'm feeling good about my system, and that's because of the on-time experts. And just for $59 for first-time customers, you can feel good about your HVAC system and know that it might last a couple more years than expected because they'll get rid of that dirt. They'll get rid of that grime. They'll get rid of that dust. They will mention to you any issues that might happen in the future, and they record it for the future so you can call them. They can come back. They can fix it immediately. And speaking about fixing it immediately, I had a friend who their HVAC went, and it took a technician 2 to 3 days to get out there. They said, finally, it's cool in my house. Same day service guaranteed with on-time experts. You don't have to wait 2 to 3 days. You don't have to check anyone into a hotel to make sure that they're cool and they're safe. Same day service guaranteed. And while they're there, you might as well get done the $99 first-time customer drain cleaning. That's also an awesome special. They're the best in DFW. You know what? 4.8 out of 5 stars, nearly 6,000 reviews. I can't say enough about them. Proud supporter of the Dallas Stars, the official HVAC company. And of course, you know, they're the official sponsor of Spits and Suds. They are the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. David Castillo's been covering the draft. He is a knowledge bomb as far as the Stars picks and also every other pick. How are you, David? Always great to talk with you.
I'm doing well. You know why? Because there's really nothing to dramatically overreact to these days, right? I mean, it's pretty quiet in Stars land. We got nothing to, you know, sweat bullets over, and doing well, especially with you, Gavin.
Well, this has been a interesting offseason, not just with the Dallas Stars, but I mean, the flurry of activity prior to free agency. One of the notable aspects that I recognized is the amount of first round draft picks that were being used to pick up players that can help these teams now.
I mean, like used effectively or just simply used? Because yeah, as we saw with Chicago, by the way, you know what? Actually, never mind. So, yeah, like it obviously depends, right? I think what, for example, what Ottawa did, you know, acquiring like William Eklund, yep. I thought that was a really solid lateral move for them. Yeah.
Yep.
Whereas Chicago adding Bowen Byram, when the guy that got drafted in his place, right, fourth overall, Buffalo, Daxon Rudolph, that's a player that is arguably has a higher ceiling than Byram, is obviously going to cost nothing when he does play on the roster. And it's hard not to scratch your head and also hard not to feel better about yourself knowing that, like, hey, you know what? I could actually run a hockey team. I could be a GM over Kyle Davidson because all I would have to do is not make moves that idiotic. So, you know, depending on kind of what trade we're talking about, yes, there were some teams, I think, leveraged their picks well. I think San Jose was a great example of one of those teams. And I think the difference is that the teams that leveraged their trades well were teams that have a clear vision in mind, like a San Jose. Whereas I look at a team like Chicago, you know, making that move, and I'm like, y'all need a wing for Connor Bedard. Like, how does Bowen Byram like fix that? I mean, yeah. I feel like a fourth overall pick that could have got you a pretty solid winger for Bedard. And the irony is, the craziest thing is that they gave up Louis Crevier, who's I think might end up being better. Now, granted, I think Byram is a solid young player, and he was surprisingly effective in these last playoffs. Like I think a big part of how, like, I think the Sabres blue line kind of held up is that a player like Byram, who is kind of, you know, underperformed, granted a lot of that he's owed to concussions, really stepped up. So I don't think Byram is a bad player at all, but my God, like, what's the vision?
Yeah.
What's the vision?
Well, let's talk about the trades that happen within the Central Division because they will have a direct impact on the Stars. Let's start with the St. Louis Blues and the trades they made. They acquired the much, let's just say, he's been getting a lot of phone calls about him, Mason McTavish, traded to the Blues by the Ducks for two first-round picks, the number 15 and number 29 overall picks. And then the St. Louis Blues also acquired defenseman Brandon Carlo. I really like this trade for St. Louis. The Blues didn't have to give up that much for Carlo when it's interesting, just a few years back, what the Leafs had to give up to get Carlo from the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Like, it's, I think this is kind of like a weird, like, St. Louis, of course, would be the team that is sort of the lukewarm, gets the lukewarm reaction, because I feel like there's something there to Mason McTavish. Like, it's, yes, we're talking about a player that hasn't really delivered in comparison or in proportion to his draft slot. And, you know, he was healthy scratch this postseason, right? It's because, well, you know, the effort level has been questioned, and for good reason. It's not always there. And you kind of wonder how a guy who has pro size and decent skill, seems like has the perfect package, kind of can't put it all together. And so this is clearly like a reclamation bet, kind of like with like Pierre-Luc Dubois, right? And so I don't really, I think what they gave up, like, it's not what I would have given up for, you know, Mason McTavish, but also, I can at least kind of see how he might really kind of help the team. And I can see like why a team would be interested in sort of in being able to plug into the lineup. It is a little awkward because, well, at the same time, they trade away Jordan Kyrou, who I think would have been really great, say, like next to Mason McTavish. So not really sure what's kind of going on there. But to be fair, you know, St. Louis they do have a lot of solid wingers in the pipeline. Especially with someone like, you know, Justin Carboneau, which I think is, you know, you start adding all these young players they have, especially some of the young wingers, and I think it makes sense. And then, of course, you know, they also get Connor McMichael, who had kind of a similar amount of points to Kyrou this year. Granted, a lot of that, you know, we know that Kyrou is a better player than Connor McMichael, but nonetheless, I thought what St. Louis got back in the Kyrou trade was really good. I didn't feel like they necessarily like took steps forward in sort of adding Mace McTavish, but there's potential there. And so it's not the worst stuff, not the worst deal to go down.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast and here you are, but home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Well, Chicago made another trade, and I think the Ottawa Senators, I think this is a good risk from GM Steve Staios, picking up Andre Burakovsky, who had a tough second half of the year, had a real good start to the season, but then struggled in the back half. He's in the last year of a $5.5 million hit. Ottawa picks him up. You know what? I think that's some really good secondary scoring for Ottawa as they continue to try to get some pieces after the loss of Tkachuk to Florida.
Yeah, and I think I've actually always loved Burakovsky's game. For those who don't remember, he's also the guy that had a hard enough shot to power right through the net, literally.
Yeah, but, two-time Stanley Cup winner.
Yeah. Really, I think for most of his career, just been super underrated. Not what he once was, but still an effective player. And I think you can, again, another example of a team that I thought had pretty good vision, which is that, well, traded away Brady Tkachuk. We got some futures, but we still have a team that wants to be competitive. And so kind of, built. I mean, I don't really think you can build a player like Brady. You can't Megazord, Brady Tkachuk. But nonetheless, to the extent you can kind of build in the aggregate, add in Eklund as well as Burakovsky, I think is pretty tidy work. And I think they did a pretty good job. And Senators are still like a really interesting team because, yep, especially for the chart huggers, Sterling Analytics, right? A team that has dominated expected goal share. They don't dominate on the score in the box score, however, but nonetheless, if they're a team that can kind of continue kind of make these sort of kind of slowly add surplus value. And also, they have a player like Carter Yakimchuk, to add to the blue line, hopefully get a full season next year. They're a solid team. They're in the Atlantic, though, man. That's so tough. Like, it doesn't matter how good they are. If some of the other teams are better, then that's just going to be really difficult.
Another trade that was made after just 1 year. That's what's so fascinating. JJ Paterka, who I know you were a big fan of, David. He goes to the Bruins in exchange for the number 23 overall pick and a 2028 first-round pick. So two first-round picks for the forward, which I guess you would say in 1 year in Utah was a disappointment, considering that Josh Doan, what he did for Buffalo in that trade.
I'm actually glad Utah did that because they didn't sort of fall victim to the sunk cost fallacy, right? Paterka, I think he definitely has more to show, and there are a lot of raw tools that you really like in Paterka's game. But at the same time, it wasn't working, so no big deal. It's the trade is not going to be, looked kindly on after the fact, right? Because you have basically kind of nothing to show for Josh Doan and Michael Kesslering, but nonetheless, I was going to start speculating about kind of what this sets up for Utah in the future, but we can table that for another time. But I really dig it, and I'm actually surprised that Boston is kind of all teams, kind of making some quality moves, because you throw in someone like James Higgins, who maybe could see some playing time next year, and all of a sudden a Boston team that has traditionally been kind of older and slower and big and mean is actually kind of get a little smaller, a little faster, playing more towards, I think, the style that they're going to need to compete with teams like Carolina.
And finally, the Colorado Avalanche, semi-active, trading away Valeri Nichushkin to Columbus. Jack Drury goes to Nashville. And Drury, just a few hours ago, it was announced, signs a five-year, $22.5 million contract to stay in Nashville and be a Predator for a bit. So really interesting. Obviously, Colorado loses their GM to Nashville, and he must have been a big Jack Drury guy.
Well, I actually kind of like it for all teams involved, right? You know, Columbus, you know, adds a two-way winger. You know, we're all familiar with Nichushkin's game, sort of exactly the kind of player that Columbus covets and will fit well into that system. Even if Don Waddell is doing everything he can to, like, just, you know, burn that franchise to the ground, but neither here nor there. And Jack Drury, the deal that he got is a little insane to me, even though I think he is a really solid depth player. But it's, as far as like Colorado is concerned, I mean, these are the moves that you have to make. You know, it's sometimes you have to cut bait. Sometimes you have to, you know what, we're not going to be able to afford this player. We're not going to be able to afford other moves in the future, and we don't want to handcuff ourselves. So thank you for your service, but, you know, we got to let you go. And that's, you know, the kind of moves that sometimes I would like to see, you know, one of my favorite teams make, for example.
And yeah, I think that's an interesting aspect is you see teams making those risky trades, and you do wonder, like, you know, the Stars at some point need to say, this is going to be a loss for us, but we feel a greater gain in the future because it's going to give us some kind of flexibility.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and we don't have to go down the road. We're going to have, again, like, we're plenty of Stars talk, you know, just in the immediate future, but it is something that every GM needs to kind of have in their bag. I mean, it sounds like Carolina, you know, sort of realizing, you know, the Kotkaniemi experiment is over, is kind of on that path. And it's not like a sort of, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. What's not okay is to continue making the same mistake, right? To make a mistake and then say, well, we're going to live with it and we're not going to do anything to, you know, anything to minimize that loss. Sometimes you just cut those losses, and that's okay. But, you know, what you don't do is kind of tie yourself in a knot with, you know, sort of pretending to kind of stick with a plan that works when it hasn't. And, I mean, like I said, again, some of the discussion I feel like kind of feeds into so many of the topics, we can fall down a rabbit hole. So whatever other trade you want to talk about, or the draft, if you want to get into it, whatever you got next, man, I'm ready to move on.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.